afternoon. Thank you for tuning in to Meet Me at the Diner. Your host, Ann Eller. Our special guest today is Moore Johnson with the National Guard. Here is your host, live from Sharp Fences Gallery, Ann Eller.
Well, that's right. We're talking with Mona Johnson there, Andy, and she is with the South Carolina Family Readiness Support Assistant with the National Guard. And I tell you what, it certainly is an honor and a pleasure to have you here today, Mona.
Thank you. It's a pleasure being here.
It is. And, of course, we met actually face-to-face up there in Washington, D.C. You were up there with to see Jeff Duncan be sworn in. I was up there covering it, and we exchanged numbers, and here we are today. It's pretty cool, isn't it?
It's definitely different.
It is. Now, that was a pretty awesome experience being up there. We met actually when they were getting ready to do the Capitol tour, and wasn't Chad Connelly great with that Capitol tour up there?
He was very knowledgeable and shared his knowledge to us. It was real good.
It was. It was great. And, of course, there was quite a group up there. You were up there the whole time. And why exactly? I know that you supported Jeff Duncan and everything, but you had another reason to be there. Had to do, actually, with the National Guard, didn't it?
Yes, ma'am. As one of our congressmen, he writes the bills and passes bills that affect our military. And in my job description and the dealings I have with the military, he makes a difference for us, so I need a good working relationship with him.
That's right. So that's what we have. We had Jeff Duncan. We went to his town meeting the other night. We've had him on the air several times, and it's always a pleasure to talk to Jeff, isn't it? He's easy to talk to, and he definitely supports our military, doesn't he?
He's been an extreme supporter of our military when they were deploying and their families.
That's right. So now, just for the record, how did you get involved in this job?
I can't say by luck. My daughter joined the military, and when she joined, I had no knowledge of military life or what it was like to have somebody in the military. And when she deployed in 2000 to go to Iraq, I had never been in the Army. I didn't know anything about it. And when I sent my child across the water, I decided it's time that I learned what she was in for and what I was in for. And the more I got involved, the more that I saw that needed to be done and how I could support my military. And so I volunteered for several years trying to find out what we could do as community and families, how we could be supportive of our military families and of our soldiers and our military personnel.
For you, that had to have been a daunting experience, and you know, you weren't prepared for this, were you, for your daughter? And first off, though, why did your daughter join the military?
I ask that a lot of times. she was in college at Francis Marion. She played ball. She was always like a team player, and she just said this was something that she felt like she needed to do, and she had a calling for. And right now she's in active reserve, but she also works for General Dynamics now, training the military for deployment. So her joining impacted not only her life, but my life and the rest of our family's lives, and opened our eyes to a lot of situations.
You know, I think that's true. And, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, I don't think we looked at things the same way we do today, do we? When it comes to the military, we've always been proud of our military, but there was actually a time during the Vietnam era where we weren't proud of our military. So it definitely has changed.
I think we've learned a lot from the past. We've got a lot to learn, but we're taking, you know, steps forward, and it's making us rethink. When we look at our Vietnam veterans, first of all, I'm sorry, let me apologize. For any Vietnam veteran that's listening, I want to welcome you home, because so many of them come back home and never was welcomed. And that's sad on our part. They were spit at and cussed at. They were disgraced in many ways, and it's not, you know, it wasn't fair. They didn't ask to do it. Our military now are volunteers. You know, they sign on their own. Our Vietnam veterans, they were drafted. You know, they were doing what they were told they had to do.
That's right.
But our military now, they joined on their own. They're not drafted. And they're fighting because they believe in our country, they believe in our freedom, and they believe in what we're doing. But
it It is quite a shift. And, you know, thank goodness we've had that shift, right, Mona?
Yes, because it's helped us with our military grow stronger, and it's helping our on our family side. We're learning more how to help and get the families prepared for not only the soldiers and the Marines, the military deploying, but how to get their families prepared, because it was a culture shock. You know, with the National Guard, they didn't used to deploy like they're deploying now. And now, you know, our military knows, our guards know that, you know, that they're probably going to deploy. And now we're doing a lot better job in getting our families more prepared to go, for the soldiers to leave. And so that when they're coming back, it makes it a lot easier for them to transition back into life if we get our families prepared for what to expect and what's to come.
Now, when your daughter went into the military, and then she was, I guess when she went into the military, it wasn't that big, but when she was deployed, how did you handle it, Mona?
I relate it to, and I can say this because I just experienced losing my brother to cancer. It was kind of like cancer. You go through all the same steps of denying it, hoping that it's going to change, that something's going to come up and she's not going to go, to being angry that she's gone, to worry, to fear. You go through all the same phases that you did with cancer, and worrying if she was going to make it back home. It's a hard thing because you feel like nobody else has walked in those shoes. And that's where the communities can come in and do a better job of being more supportive of the families.
That's right. They can. And we're going to talk a whole lot more about this. But how was it when she came home? Was it a change for you between your relationship and everything when she left and when she came home?
It was a change for her. It was a change for me. It's hard when I send her off. I send off my little girl. When she come back home, she come back a veteran. And I still wanted to baby her. I still wanted, you know, that's my little girl. And when she come back home, it was just different for her not to, Mom, I'm grown. I've done this. I've done that. You know, it's just hard to step back and remember where you're at in time.
That's true. And that's some of the things we're going to be talking about, because when soldiers come back home, it is different, and it is an adjustment for both the families that are left behind and for the soldier that comes home. Hey, I'm Ann Eller, and yes, I am right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. My very special guest, very pleased that we have finally gotten somebody with the National Guard associated with us to come and talk about this, Mona Johnson, South Carolina Family Readiness Support Assistant. She is going to be with us for the next hour. So if you'd like to give us a call, 229-7984, 229-7984. Mona wants to tell you all about all the items and things that can support you and what everybody's going through. So don't you go away. I'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Monday, happy day.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner. Your host, Ann Eller. Today's special guest is Mona Johnson with the National Guard. Here is your host. Hello, Ann.
Hello there, Andy. That's right. Have you checked out your Facebook page? You know that beautiful Omega we had on Facebook? Well, we sold it, folks. I'm sorry if you were thinking about buying it. It's gone, just like several other pieces here. Valentine's Day coming up February 14th, but you know you better be ready on February 11th, which is the Friday before. But we have added some great pieces. There is a beautiful Simpatico-style bracelet. That's on a super deal. Gold is going up, and guess what? The prices are down here at Sharp Facets Gallery. There's also a gorgeous men's Figaro bracelet, super, super nice. Beautiful bangle there, all excellent prices. And don't forget about the Charleston bracelet. If you're going to Charleston, or maybe you had a great time down there in Charleston, wouldn't that make a great gift for somebody to remember their experience right there at Charleston? So check them out on Facebook. They are deals and steals galore there. Also, don't forget the diamond deals we've got. Woo! Got so many diamond deals, it just dizzies my mind. But the thing is, they're selling, and they're only one-of-a-kind deals. So check them out on our Facebook page. Best thing, though, come right here to Sharp Fass's Gallery on the 72 Bypass. By the way, today's Wednesday. We've got those silent auction items up for bid. Some have bids on them. Don't miss out on it. Friday afternoon, the auction will close. So there you go. Now, we are right here with Mona Johnson. Mona sent her daughter off, and that was a life-changing experience for you, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
It was. And so to get through this, I guess you started getting involved with the National Guard. Would that be fair to say?
Well, I started out being involved with the Blue Star Mothers, and while they were deployed, we formed our own Blue Star Mothers group for the upstate. And met with a lot of other mothers whose sons and daughters were deployed with Kayla. And we started learning more about the military and trying to understand what not only our kids had gotten into, but what we were into, because they are our kids. And when they were getting ready to come back home, one of the majors attended one of our Blue Star Mothers groups and asked us to help with a welcome home ceremony. So that's how it got started and snowballed from there. We done a welcome home ceremony November the 16th in, at the Verschel's High School for 119 soldiers coming back with the signal group.
Mm-hmm.
And it was an awesome experience. And to watch those soldiers march out on that football field, and we had over 1,000 in the stands cheering them on, there's nothing like it. And to see
That's the way people should be welcomed home, isn't it, Mona?
Exactly. And, you know, to see my daughter coming back across that field after being gone for a year. She had they get 2 weeks R&R, and she was home in end of June, 1st of July, and left back out. But to see her come back home was the most awesome experience you can ever witness. The Patriot Guard riders were there. We had a lot of community support. The VFW was there in supporting our soldiers' return. The community was there. We had yellow ribbons. It was just awesome. You can't explain the pride that we had, but the pride that our soldiers had when they come down the road from the airport, coming down 25, there were signs down 25, and they had saw what the community had done for them. You know, they were taken back to know that so many people cared and appreciated their services. It was unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. And, you know, right now we have a group deployed right here from Greenwood, Hodges, Simpsonville, Lawrence, all in that area. We have a pretty substantial group deployed, don't we?
There's a lot of soldiers from South Carolina that are deployed.
And they're in, Afghanistan and Iraq.
Some's in Afghanistan, some's in Iraq, some's in Kuwait.
That's right. You know, we've had Anna Hightower on the show. In fact, we did a special with her on Veterans Day. And it just means so much when people in our community remember that we do have. But you were telling me part of the problem is our society is so, what shall we say, gore-oriented. You know, we always think about the worst, don't we?
Tends to follow, I guess, along with the television that we watch, with crimes and all that and the killings.
So you know, you were telling me that the families that are left here, they need support. And it's not necessarily money that we're talking about. We're talking about emotional and mental and helpful things that we can do for the families here, because it is different. It's not like they're all living on a base where they all have each other for support. There may be a family on one street and a family in another town, and it is a little bit harder for them to support each other because they're not close. But they do have neighbors and friends right here in our communities.
That's correct. And the churches, when someone has someone that a family has somebody that's deployed, you're taking out a helper out of that home. And you know, a spouse may have two or three kids that have soccer practice, baseball, they have all different activities going on, and they're running all over trying to get everything taken care of so that their kids' lives are not disrupted no more than what it has to be with their father or their mother in a war zone. They're trying to keep their home as stable as it was before that person left. And one of the ways that the community could help is, you know, just ask them, you know, what can I help you do? It may be cutting your grass so you have time to go and take your kids to ball practice or to a ball game, or, you know, checking the oil in the car, because, you know, a lot of times we don't realize that maybe we have to change oil in the car or change oil in a lawnmower, or, you know, those are things we take for granted. But it's nice, you know, if somebody says, you know, what can I do to help? You know, don't always ask, you know, is he getting shot at? Is she getting shot at? They're shooting at somebody. Ask, what can I do to help you? What can I do to be supportive? And, you know, they may not know right then at the moment, but leave that door open, because when they really need something or they just need somebody to talk to, that door will be there and it'll be open and they'll come to you.
It is. And, you know, we do have a tendency to think about how are they being shot at, are this, and that's not what a family wants to talk about.
No.
I mean, and so many times we have so many things in the media that there's things that are put out there and they're not always true. And we have a tendency to think that it's directly related there. So those are some great tips. But what type of things, you know, you have a, let's use it from a mother's standpoint. The dad goes off to war, mother is left there, she's got the children. She becomes mother and dad in that relationship at home at that time.
Yeah, that's correct. And it puts a lot of hardship, a lot of burdens a lot of times on that spouse to have to fill those shoes, or the caretaker for those kids. And not only for them is it hard, but it's also hard for the kids, because the kids, they understand and know that somebody's missing out of their family. And the kids, they need activities. They need not to be shunned from other people. They need things to keep them busy so they don't sit back and worry.
You know, we were talking about earlier that so many times, because, shall we say, the public can be insensitive, that we have our military families kind of withdraw from the community.
That's correct. A lot of times, you know, people come up and say, ask the families, you know, has your soldier been in battle? And, you know, are they seeing all this going on? Have they been hit by IED and stuff? And the family, they start withdrawing because they don't want to hear the negative. They need positive feedback. They need to feel lifted up instead of being kind of taken back. And a lot of times, and I know even in my position, I get phone calls and they'll ask, I've heard that so-and-so's been injured. You know, and it makes it really hard because we struggle sometimes. I may get a phone call at 11, 12, 1, 2 o'clock in the morning and say, I heard we've got an injured soldier, or I've heard we've got a soldier that's been killed, you know, and, you know, we have to find out these things so we know how to address it. And the majority of the time, it's not accurate, but when you call that family and you've said this to them, you've just really upset them, because you may be able to go back to bed and go back to sleep and stuff, but you've really tore their nerves up. You've upset them, and it's real personal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's devastating to sit there on pins and needles wondering if your soldier's been injured or your military person has been shot at or killed, or, you know, you're thinking the worst. It's easier for us to think the worst a lot of times than it is for us to think of the positive side. So the families, they need positive uplifting, not, you know.
So how should you approach that? You know, if you have a neighbor down the street and maybe this family has two or three kids and, you know, you hear something, how should you approach it? Because I think the reason we always say, you know, like, don't worry about it. We were talking about, you know, don't worry about it. It'll be okay. What should we say to people?
You know, just tell them that you're there for them. If, you know, if you hear something, what does that family tell you? Because they may have not heard it, and chances are it's not true. So saying and approaching them with any information is only going to cause them grief. So if something comes up, you know, comes out that is accurate, you'll know about it. But wait till the family knows. Don't be the, you know, a lot of times somebody wants to be the one who's going to be the first one to share the news. It's not always a good thing. Be supportive. Just tell them, you know, if you need anything, I'm here for you. We have soldiers who get injured, and those families need support, because if they get injured and they get sent to Germany and then they get sent on to Washington at Walter Reed, they may need assistance with their kids, getting their kids back and forth to school so they can be there at the hospital with an injured soldier or a military person. And, you know, just let them know that I'm here for you. Whatever you need, just let me know. But don't intrude on their space, because it may be too hard for them to talk about.
Sure. Sometimes we think we're being concerned, but we're really insensitive, aren't we? as people. We can be well-meaning in it, but we're really insensitive in this situation. You really need to look at it like if it was you. Would you want somebody saying, was your soldier injured? What has happened? Would you really want that to be said to you?
Without knowing all the facts,
right?
You can cause a lot of... there was one where one of my soldiers had a spasm in his back. By the time it was over with, and he wasn't even in country yet. He was on his way. And it was his wife was told that he was in an IED had hit him and all this stuff. And she's calling the congressman. She's calling everywhere because she can't get any answers. And her whole family, his whole family, was torn apart. And all it was he had a back spasm, and he wasn't even in theater.
Wow. So these are the type of things that can happen. We know it happens in the news all the time. We just need to be aware of this. So I want you to keep it right here on WLMA, right here in Greenwood. News is up next. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some of the injuries and some of the stresses and things that come about when you come back home. So don't you go away. Stay right with us. Give us a call, 229-7984.
What does WLMA stand for? Well, it stands for Wow, Let's Meet Again, right here on 1350 AM, Greenwood and the Lakelands News Talk radio station.
Welcome back to Meet Me at the Diner with your host, Ann Eller. Our special guest is Mona Johnson with the National Guard. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We're right here at Sharp Passes Gallery. The phone has been ringing. If you'd like to give us a call, don't hesitate, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. Don't forget to check out your Facebook page at Sharp Facets. There are deals, but they're going fast. Let me tell you, gold is a popular item, and I think it's coming up for Valentine's is what makes it so popular. That's right, coming up February 14th. But actually, I think you better be ready on the 11th, guys, because that's the weekend of. So we're going to talk more about that later, but right now let's get back talking to Mona. Mona, one of the calls we had come in, Tammy Fleming. She says, you sound wonderful. I know you're concerned, but you sound wonderful on the air here. Her son is Jack Fleming, and she says he has been out 8 months, even though he had rehab for a shoulder and arm injury and IED, and that says the VA shows that he doesn't need anything more, but the local ortho says extensive additional rehab would be beneficial. What should she do, or how can you help?
Ms. Fleming, thanks for your comment and your question. Because he is a veteran, I'm not sure if he was Iraq or Afghanistan, but one of the policies that has changed for the OIF, OEF veterans is they have benefits for 5 years that'll be completely 100% covered. If the VA, the local VA or whoever is telling you that he does not have any more or he doesn't need any more treatments and there's someone saying he does, let me give you a number. It is to the VA, and they have what they call is Operation Endurance Freedom and Operation Iraqi Freedom. They are the transition people, and they will help you and your son try to get more benefits or take care of him. They will be his liaison and push and make sure that he is taken care of. The number there is 803-776-4000, extension 7303. And that's the OIF, OEF transition people. And they will push and help you get all the benefits, help your son get all the benefits that he needs. And they are really good to work with, and they will help him. But do not let him sit back and not get taken care of. There's money out there appropriated for it. Keep pushing and make them do their part. They're getting paid to do it.
That's right. And, you know, if anybody would like to talk to Mona after the show, you can call her on your cell phone, right? You have a number that you give out, 344-1315.
That's correct.
864 area code. And, of course, you also have an office at the Hodges Armory right up the road. And I understand one at the Citadel, too.
Yes, ma'am. That's where the headquarters is for the brigade I work for.
Okay. So, Mona, I'm just going to say this. Mona, I've heard some of the stories you've told about helping, You're a bulldog, aren't you?
That's what the chaplain says.
No, I didn't know that.
But he said he's glad he's one of mine.
But, you know, you're in their court. When they need somebody to fight for them, you're right there, aren't you?
A lot of times our soldiers and our families, they don't know where to turn. They don't know the resources that's available. We have the adjutant general's office. You can call there, and they can help direct you in whatever avenue you may need to go. We have a great team. We have, I just went blank. We have different people that help and find these resources. And so when we have a soldier who are in a family who are in need, that's what we direct them to. You know, there's no reason, if you're fighting for your country and you're serving your country, there is no reason for you not to get all your benefits. And settling for less is just not acceptable. And with my soldiers, if they need help, a lot of times they may not be mentally ready to have to fight the battle. Sometimes that we have to fight with VA or whatever to get your benefits. But that, there are people out there that there and willing to do it for you. We just got to know about it. You just got to reach out. But don't ever give up. There's always help. Just never give up.
That's right. And if you're a family member and you know that you have your soldier, your military person, I guess is the absolute proper term, the military person, and you see a need for that person to get help, whether physical or mental, they should pick up the phone and call. And if you don't know where to call, and it can be a daunting task to not know, you dial a number and then they put you on hold, and you know, then you give up or that you don't get the right answer, so you just say, oh, screw it, I guess we have to deal with it ourselves. You don't, do you?
No, that's just not acceptable. I don't like answer machines. My phone does not have answer machines, so if anybody calls, I will call you back. I don't like them. I want to talk to somebody, not an answer machine. And when I deal with the VA, I want to know who I'm talking to. I want a number, a real number, to a live person. And I don't give up because for our military that has fought for my freedom and fought for our country, I owe you the dignity and I'm responsible for helping take care of you when sometimes you're not able to take care of yourself. You've done your part. Let us as community, let us as friends and families do our part to help support you. Always reach out for the help that you need. Never give up.
That's right. In fact, you know, I know you had some issues with your daughter and everything, and you took it all the way to the top, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am.
You did take it all the way to the top, and that's really probably was some of the impetus that made you become even more passionate about helping others.
You don't understand the battles or struggles that other people have till you've walked in those shoes. And when there were some issues that come up when my daughter come back, and it needed to be addressed, and,
going to push for it.
No.
Because she just wanted to, I guess, probably
to go away.
Right.
She just wanted to go away. And, you know, as being a mother, as most mothers do, we don't give up on our kids. And I saw how it was to try to get answers for my daughter, and I don't want somebody else to go through that, you know. And if we can cut the middle people out and get to where the answer really lays, that's where we need to go. I'm not much about working in the middle. I want answers. I want to make sure that our military is taken care of. And, you know, sometimes when we stop, we give up way too soon. If we keep pushing, we'll get results. And I believe in pushing, and I believe in results, and I believe in taking care of the men and women who fight for our country.
That's right. And, you know, there is a whole network out there, but in our area, Mona Johnson is an excellent person to know. And, you know, if you need her number, 864-344-1315, I can say this. I am so glad that you have come on the show today to talk about this, because I know there's a lot of people out there that are looking for answers, and they don't know where to turn.
I'm going to give you a number. It's a Military One Source, and you can look them up on the Internet. It's militaryonesource.com. Their number is 800-342-9647. And you can call that number, and if you're in the military or family of the military, you can get free counseling. They have all kind of different information that they put out there. But you can call that number 24/7, and they can answer questions for you. That's what they're there for.
A human answers the phone.
It's a human answers the phone. I don't do answer machines. They will answer the phone, and they will give you answers. And they provide free counseling. And it, you know, a lot of times our military, they're scared to reach out for any kind of counseling because they don't want it to affect their career. With them, the military never has tracking records of it or anything.
Totally private.
It's completely private, and they help with soldiers that's deploying. They help soldiers who's back with issues. You can go on there. They have just tons of information. They have online libraries. You can order books off there for free. They are a major resource for us in providing information that we need for our military.
Now, is this a military site? I mean, is it by the U.S. government, or is it a separate, just out of curiosity?
They're approved by the military, but it's
private.
It's a private organization, but they're funded by the military.
Well, that's good.
Contracted out, I guess would be the correct term, but they are approved by them.
By them, and that's militaryonesource.com.
Yeah, that's correct.
All right, if you go on the internet, militaryonesource.com, if you want to just pick up the phone and talk to a human, that number 800-342-9647. Is that right?
That's correct.
All right. Hey, that's 800-342-9647. Don't go away. We're coming back with Mona in just a moment. We'll be right back.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days.
This year will be a simpler year, one fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love, a diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
You're with us at Meet Me at the Diner, your host, Ann Eller. Our special guest is Mona Johnson with the National Guard. Here is your host, Ann Eller.
Oh, that's right. We are here with Mona Johnson. She is helping with the military, with our guys and everything. She's actually the South Carolina Family Readiness Support Assistant. And she has an office out there at the Hodges Armory and also one at the Citadel. She has a wealth of information. In fact, Mona, you just gave us that militaryonesource.com. You said that's an excellent source for people to go to get information.
Yes, they list the do's and don'ts of what to do when you have a soldier who's deployed, which is OPSEC. They have all kind of information with your kids, what to do with your military kids and all. And the benefits out there, they list your benefits. If you have any issues, like if your lawnmower tears up or something tears up, they can help find resources in your community of people who say that they'll help with military families and provide services.
They can answer any questions, and there's a human at the other end. You don't have to press six buttons to try to get just an answering machine. And that number is 800-342-9647. That's militaryonesource.com. 800-342-9647. I'd say that would be an excellent point to start checking and finding out information that can help you.
That's correct.
Okay. And then, of course, Mona's number is 344-1315. That's 864-344-1315. Now, we just had a call. This should make you feel good, Mona. Wilma McKee. She's a mom of an Iraqi Afghanistan vet, Charles McKee. She says, how wonderful that they have someone like you on their side. God knows what you're doing for young people that need it. And she likes your phone philosophy. No answering machine, folks. She actually answers the phone. That's pretty neat, isn't it?
It is. And it's helpful because so many times you call and leave a message, you don't know if anybody's actually checking it. Or, you know, they'll say, oh, I left a message, and you don't really know if they left a message. So, you know, this way it keeps things from dropping through, because if nobody answers or the answer machine doesn't pick up, you know to call back.
That's right. So Mona is very passionate about helping. She had a daughter, or is your daughter still?
She's in active reserve.
Okay.
But she works training the military on her civilian job.
So she's still very much, I guess we could say, involved with the military.
Exactly.
That's right. So, you know, some of the injuries that we have, we wanted to discuss a little bit of those. What our military guys and gals coming home are dealing with. Let's go ahead and talk about that.
One of them is what they call PTSD. It's post-traumatic stress disorder. And that's dealing with some of the things they may have witnessed or had to participate in while they were there. And when they come back, it can affect their home life. And there is treatment out there through the VA. You know, if you have somebody or if you are the military person who has issues, please, I know the VA can be a headache sometimes, but your family and you are worth the effort that it takes to kind of fight that little battle to get some help, because it affects the whole family. It doesn't affect just one person. When somebody is affected by PTSD, it affects everybody around. Another one is TBI, traumatic brain injury. That's caused by like an IED explosion or a rollover in a Humvee or equipment where the brain is jarred inside. And that they have a test now that they can do to test for that to see if you have TBI. And those are some of the things that people, they don't realize that they may have and can cause a lot of serious, you know, problems, and they need to be addressed. Like I said, with the VA, you have 5 years from the time that you return out of the theater to get anything diagnosed and get it documented. Please do not waste that 5 years. Those are your benefits, and you deserve them. Make good on everything that you're owed.
Well, and I think one of the things that we sometimes don't realize, Mona, is we may have parents or grandparents that were in the military, and it's changed a lot to what the benefits are today, what they were then, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. With the PTSD, like the Vietnam veterans and the wars before, they didn't understand what PTSD was. They didn't get the help, and some of them now are going back and getting the help. They're recognizing that these were issues that was never addressed, and they can go back and get those benefits and talking through and making sure that they know that, you know, what's available. But again, that goes back to dealing with VA and letting them know that there are issues and getting them with your local VA representative. I think Kerry Bolts is here in Greenwood and Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
And get with him and talk with him and tell him what's going on and see, you know, what kind of help's available, but don't give up.
I think that's one of the things. I think so many times, we suffer in silence on just not even non-military, but in certain diseases. We suffer. We just say, oh, there's nothing anybody can do. And there is, in this case, though, there is a lot that can be done.
It is. And, you know, it's just pushing forward and getting the help that you actually need. Hiding it or thinking it's going to go away, it's not going away. You know, you need to get help, and you need to reach out to people. And even if it's your loved one and they're having issues, you know, pick up the phone, make that call. Get them some help, because sometimes, you know, when I was dealing with a chaplain once before about a soldier that I was concerned about, and I'm telling this chaplain we needed help, and he's like, you can't help somebody that doesn't want help. I said, you know, people that have cancer doesn't go for treatment either until they know they have it. But once they realize that they've got an issue, they can get help. So sometimes we have to gently love them into letting them know that there is an issue. And it can make a difference in life and death in some cases. So never sweep it under the carpet and think it's going away. Usually it doesn't.
That's right. And, you know, we're talking about, you know, we're not only talking about the military personnel themselves, but their families. Families go through so much while they're separated and everything, albeit things I think are better today, and the fact that they can communicate on the internet and we have a lot more possibilities for closer contact. In some cases, it actually makes it more difficult, doesn't it, Mona?
Yes. One of the things is I'm sick. A lot of times soldiers, and I refer to soldiers, I mean our military, they'll put things on their Facebook pages that breaks OPSEC, which is the rules and regulations of what they are allowed to give because of their safety. You know, when they start telling their movement and where they're going and how many people's with them and what unit they're with, you know, they're not only putting their lives in danger, they're putting their soldiers' lives in danger. And a lot of times, you know, the family will say, you know, where are you at and when are you leaving out of the theater? What you're asking them is to broadcast to the enemy, you know, a target on their back. You know, when are you coming out? And that gives that gives the enemy a clear shot of what's going on and knowing what movement is going on within their unit. Facebook is a, and I use Facebook with my soldiers, my families, but it can be a good thing and it can be a bad thing. Be mindful of what you ask on there and what you discuss, because you're not only putting your soldier's life in danger, but you're putting somebody else's life in danger also.
That's true, and we hear about that kind of stuff all the time. But the biggest thing I think you can say is that scattered throughout Greenwood, Lawrence, Clinton, Hodges, McCormick, all in this area, we have military serving overseas right now.
That's correct.
And I'm sure most of us know somebody. Maybe they're living down the street. Maybe they live. Maybe they're in your church. Maybe they're there at work with you. We need to be able to help them help themselves and keep them in a positive focus so that they can carry on, because it's tough out there. You've talked about it. You know how tough it is. And sometimes, as the public, we're kind of insensitive because we're curious and we don't know what else to say.
That's correct. And I have walked through the grocery store, and knowing that my daughter was sitting in Iraq and knowing that people were dying over there daily, and I'm walking through the grocery store and everybody's all cheery and happy, and I'm thinking, you know, how can everybody here be so happy when my daughter is, you know, I don't know if my daughter's coming back home, you know, and you look around and sometimes you'll bust out crying, and it's not anything necessarily that somebody said to you. It's just the emotions that you're dealing with on a day-to-day basis. And as adults, you know, we have those feelings and emotions like, you know, are they coming home? You know, we have to face daily that we don't want to see a military vehicle drive up in front of our house with shiny shoes coming to our door. But be mindful, too, of the kids, because while the adults are feeling that, the kids have the same emotions and same feelings, you know, and a lot of times they get overlooked.
That's true. They do. They do get overlooked. I think the other thing is that sometimes the thing we forget is our National Guard, a lot of them are part-time. You know, they're taken away from their jobs, and now we have an economic situation that affects the families because they've been taken away from their job and they're deployed overseas. So that makes a difference too, doesn't it, Mona?
That makes a huge difference. And when they come back from fighting their country and they come back home, a lot of their jobs are gone away. They've been in another country with it, putting their lives at risk for us, and they come back and they don't have a job, you know. And it affects their lives. A lot of them get really depressed. And that's one thing is, you know, for them, the employers, you know, be mindful that these guys, they're dedicated. They will give you 100%. They'll give you all they have. But consider them when you're home, because they know what it's like to serve and they know what it's like to sacrifice. And when they come back and they can't find a job, you know, it's really
demoralizing. It's demoralizing.
Yeah, they come back feeling like nothing.
So, you know, Mona, it has been so terrific that you've taken time out of your busy schedule and you agreed to come on here and talk to us on WLMA right here in Greenwood. We are going to have to do some more about this type of talking about our troops and everything. I sure hope everybody enjoyed it today. Mona, what's your personal cell phone number that you don't mind giving out here today?
It's 864-344-1315.
That's right, 864-344-1315. Another site that Mona says is terrific to go to, militaryonesource.com. Information not only for our military, but for families there. And that number, 800-342-9647. That's 800-342-9647. We'll be posting this on the website because I know a lot of people that didn't get to hear it would like to be able to hear it. Mona, thanks so much for coming out and being with us here today.
Thank you for letting me come. I appreciate it.
All right. This is WLMA right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, Andy.
Bye, Ann.